Have you checked your routing options to the Middle East lately? If you're flying internationally, or even just watching the big picture from the left seat of your Skyhawk, this one matters more than you might think. I'm Tower, and this is ADIS on Radio Hangar. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, here's what you need to know. Air France has officially extended its suspension of flights to and through portions of the Middle East, specifically routes that would take aircraft through or near Iranian airspace. This isn't new. The original suspension began in response to escalating military tensions in the region. But the extension tells us something important. The security environment has not improved enough for one of Europe's largest carriers to feel comfortable resuming normal operations. Now, why does this matter to you? Even if you're not flying a 787 across the Gulf, this decision reflects the broader state of international airspace security. When a major flag carrier pulls out of a region, it signals that the threat assessment from aviation security agencies remains elevated. That has downstream effects. First, for anyone planning international general aviation flights or even considering commercial connections through the Middle East, routing options are more limited. Fuel stops, alternates, and overflight permissions all get more complicated when carriers start pulling back. Second, this is a reminder that airspace risk isn't just about notices to air missions and temporary flight restrictions over your local practice area. It's a global picture. The International Civil Aviation Organization, or ICAO, along with individual state aviation authorities, continuously update conflict zone advisories. If you fly internationally at any level, you need to be plugged into those sources. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. Air France isn't acting alone. Multiple European and Asian carriers have made similar adjustments over recent months. What we're seeing is a sustained period of caution, not a single reactionary move. That distinction matters. A one-time suspension might be an overreaction. A pattern of extensions across multiple airlines tells you the intelligence picture hasn't changed. For the airline industry broadly, these suspensions mean longer routes, higher fuel burns, and increased operating costs on affected city pairs. That eventually shows up in ticket prices and schedule availability. For pilots flying those routes, it means different flight planning, unfamiliar alternates, and potentially longer duty days on rerouted sectors. This affects you if you're an airline pilot on international routes, obviously. But it also affects you if you're a flight instructor or aviation professional watching where the industry is heading. Geopolitical instability and airspace closures are becoming a more regular feature of the operating environment, not a rare exception. Understanding how carriers make these risk decisions gives you better context for your own situational awareness. The practical takeaway for general aviation pilots: if you have any plans that involve Middle Eastern airspace, even transiting through it, check the current state of conflict zone information bulletins before you file. Things change faster than your last briefing might suggest. Reporting today from AeroTime on the Air France extension. More at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower, fly informed, and I'll see you next time.